Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. Thank you so much for spending time with me. I would like to encourage you with the Word of God. I would like to talk about your spirit or your heart in this teaching. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that you speak to us and you want to encourage us, Lord, by your Word and by your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father. We open our heart to hear what the Spirit of God wants to say to us through the Scripture, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I would like to talk about being young at heart. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 30, the Bible says, a peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. The Bible says that a peaceful heart really brings good health to our body. Therefore, the condition of the heart is so important. Actually, the letter of John says that when your heart or your spirit or your soul prosper, your finances and your body shall prosper as well. No matter what age you are, you can be young and healthy at heart. Your heart can be full of faith, energy, love, compassion, and creativity. Your spirit never ages. It doesn't have to get old and grouchy. You can stay young, strong, and healthy in spirit. Your real self is your spirit or your heart. Your body is just a tent that you live in. And your mind works with your spirit. The Holy Spirit is in your heart. Therefore, if you want to be young at heart, you need to surrender to the Holy Spirit, walk by the Spirit, and allow the Holy Spirit to really work in your heart, and you walk by the Spirit, not by your flesh. The way that happens to be young at heart is to give no place to the negative, to the sinful thoughts, and to the wrong things. We need to get into a habit of emptying out any offenses, knowing that God is in control and will do what He promised despite what comes against you. Instead of holding a grudge or bitterness, you just say, I forgive, I let it go, because my God is a God of payback. He will keep His promises. Just like what happened to Joseph, he did not hold grudges against his brothers and against his boss and his boss's wife. He was young at heart, and that's why he received the blessing and promotion from the Lord. We need to empty out the worry and anxiety. If you make a mistake, empty out the guilt in your heart. We all have made mistakes. I make mistakes too. So I don't want to live in guilt. And sometimes people come against me and I let go of them and forgive them. I don't want to hold bitterness and unforgiveness and resentment in my heart. I want to be young at heart. If you did not do your best for something, empty out the regret. Don't live in the regret. Don't keep the regret in your heart. If you were upset because you did not get the credit you deserve, or you did not get what you wanted, just empty out the self-pity and self-condemnation. If you had a bad break, maybe you lost your job, or maybe you lost your girlfriend or boyfriend, or things did not go the way you wanted, you don't understand why it happened that way, empty out the questions. Don't try to figure things out. If you get good at empty out the negative every day and fill up your heart with the anointing, with faith, with the Word of God, with the truth of God and the promises of God, you shall be strong, you shall be vibrant, full of faith, full of joy and full of energy. That's why Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." You see, we want to be filled with the Spirit of Jesus Christ and let Him fill our heart with His peace. And we should get rid of fear. We should get rid of anxiety and worry. We will not allow our heart to be troubled, to be sad, and to be full of fear. We're going to fill our heart with faith. How are we going to fill our heart with faith? Fill with the Holy Spirit. Get lay hand on, fill with the fire of God, and read the Bible, listen to faith-filled sermons. Every day, fill your heart with the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. This is one of my favorite scriptures. "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." Guard your heart. Don't allow the negative things to stay in there. Get rid of them as soon as possible and keep filling your heart with the things of God and yield to the Holy Spirit. Our heart is so important. We need to guard it with all diligence. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13, the Bible says, "A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit." This is why we should be filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We should be full of joy, full of compassion, of peace, of love, and we should reject the negative thoughts from the devil. We should not hold on to any negative things such as unforgiveness, resentment, self-pity, hatred, bad negative attitudes and motive in our life. We should get rid of the negative things from our heart, and we should be cheerful. We should be happy all the time. We should always have faith in the promise of God, because when you have faith, you have joy. You know that nothing can stop God from fulfilling His promise and from helping you. You just trust in God. You keep your eyes on the Lord and don't walk by sight, but walk by faith. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength." I learned all this truth from the Bible, that I need to make a decision every day to be joyful, cheerful, thankful, and rejoicing all the time. I should keep my eyes on God. I don't keep my eyes on the things around me. I don't keep my eyes on people, because people are going to discourage me or disappoint me. Everything that happened, I keep my eyes on God. When I face the difficulties, I just pray and give the situation to the Lord and trust God that He will take care of me. So in this lesson, we'll learn that if you empty your heart, all the negative things out of your heart, and fill your heart with the Word, with faith, with love, with joy, you're going to be healthy, not only in your heart. You're going to be young at heart, but your face going to shine the glory of God. You're going to be healthy. The sickness will be gone. You shall be full of strength, energy, wisdom, and you can be the blessing to many people. In my life, so many times I faced some stressful situation, like some difficult surgery. Some surgery was very tough. I start to worry. So I say, "God, I'm not going to worry. I'm going to leave this situation to you. I will trust you. You're going to guide my hand during surgery." And praise God, 100% of the time, God guided my eyes, my mind, and my hands in surgery. And the surgery was successful. When I face difficulties in the ministry, instead of complaining, instead of feeling discouraged and wanted to give up, I say, "God, I believe you have something else for me. I believe you prepare good people for me. You light up good things for me." And it's true every time. When I lost something in my ministry, a few months later, God brought in better things to me. I can trust God. I can live in peace because my God loved me so much and I can still look young and healthy all the time. Let us pray together. Father, thank you that I never need to get old in my heart and that I can stay young and vibrant in my spirit. Lord, help me to choose to empty out the worry, mistakes, and offenses and let negative things go. Fill me, Lord, Father, with joy, with faith, with strength, with anointing, with wisdom to overflowing. Lord, help me, Lord, to be positive, to guard my heart with all diligence, Lord. Oh, Lord, guide us when we read the Bible. Guide us to the right teaching and preaching, Lord. Guide us to associate with positive people, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wow, I believe that you will put this teaching into practice and you're going to be young at heart and prosper in your soul, in your mind, in your body, and your finances. And the Lord shall bless you again, filled with the Holy Spirit. Fill your heart with the Word of God. Amen. God loves you so much. I and Pastor Da love you. And we believe that you're going to practice what you learn and you will be victorious, fruitful, and successful in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope to see you in other teaching in this series. Please go to the playlist of this teaching and listen to the whole series again and again. Like and subscribe to New Hope International YouTube. And I will see you in other teachings. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. Still,